Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Berhantu with me, Hafiz Rahman. Thank you so much for listening and making Berhantu your choice of podcast for anything horror. I want to know if any of you have caught up with a lot of the horror movies that have been produced by Indonesia in the last couple of months. I feel like in the last couple of months, there have been really like an onslaught of horror movies. Like the one that I managed to watch in Batam was Pemandi Jenazah, and then there was Sinden Gaib. There is something about Mira or something, and then KKN is coming out. Siksa Kubur is coming out. I managed to watch Siksa Neraka. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. And then Munkar, I watched it. And then Kanzab came out recently dekat Amazon Prime, so I watched that. And then I managed to watch on YouTube this thing called Maghrib. Something Maghrib, aku lupa lah whatever, what the movie was. Anyways, I'm a huge fan of horror movies. And of course, when you watch horror movies, there are good ones and there are bad ones. And the reason why I want to share with you about movies this episode is because I want to share an experience by two individuals. One of them, who experienced something in GV Yishun. Jeng, jeng, jeng. GV Yishun and Shaw somewhere, aku lupa Shaw mana. And then another one is, which I'm going to share first, is a recollection of an experiences recollection of experiences from this worker who used to work at Shaw. Okay, so she was working at the one in Lido, and then she went to Balestier, and she said that there has been many instances whereby because of the fact that it's an old theater and it's a old spot, so there's a lot of weird things happening. So this is a story from a lady who has worked at Shaw for a huge portion of her life, before she was married, like, you know. She said, I was working there for about 7 years plus, and then I quit after I got married. So she said that, okay, I'll share with you the story of dekat Shaw Lido dulu. She said that it's an old building. Lido tu tempat lama. She said there's something that is living inside the room where they keep all the posters. So basically, when you go to the movies, you see all these posters, right? Where do they keep the posters? They keep it inside this specific room. Sometimes that room also has the show reels and all that, where they keep everything. So she said that this room is filled with all the posters, right? And sometimes if you are lucky, you get to bring some of the posters back home, like macam past movies and all that. So these posters will be rolled up and they will be put on macam a rack lah of sorts, right? So these posters will be rolled up. So you will see like rolls and rolls of posters being arranged neatly lah, arranged neatly on the rack. And she said that there has been two instances whereby number one, aku masuk bilik tu. And as I was arranging the posters, one of the posters, and there's no way the posters can fall on the floor without someone pulling it, because it's a long roll of paper, right? And it's heavy. She said that as she was doing the stuff, so her back was facing the back. So there's like, she said there were three racks in the room. She was manning one rack, she was arranging it, and then kat belakang, one of the rack came down. I'm sorry, one of the posters fell on the floor. So when she turned, she said, how come it, like, macam, you know, like, how come it fell on the floor? It's so weird because there's no way it can fall on its own, even if it's a strong gust of wind, because they're all stacked together. So she picked it up and then she put it back again. And she said this time it was probably like around 10 p.m. at night. She was alone in that room. She was just arranging the stuff. And then someone or something threw a poster at her. So she said the poster hit my leg. Which are like, pam, like someone like took the poster and hit it. And it's that same poster from that same movie, from that same rack. So she said, I got freaked out. I told my supervisor. And then my supervisor, okay, I think it's time for you to go back. Like, you don't have to continue the rest of the shift. I think because she finished shift at around midnight or something like that. Because, yeah, they were trying to finish up the last movie and something like that. So the supervisor said, tak apa, kau balik je. She said that was the first time it happened. Second time in that same damn room, she said it happened. She was doing the stuff. And then, so the door is open, okay? And the door is very heavy. So the door cannot lock. She said, I think this thing wants to be friends with you. I don't know what is this thing that's living in that storeroom of that Le Chalido. Pintu tertutup. And she was doing work. And then she opened the door. And then she went out. She went to the counter. She said, did anyone of you come into the room or close the door? Because I'm inside the room. I'm cleaning some stuff. And I said, nope, we're just outside here doing our own things. And she said, okay. So she thought that all these things would stop when she go to another outlet. So she went to Shaw Balestier. And she said that's much worse. Balestier, again, is Balestier Shopping Centre. Is another old shopping centre. She said this time round, it's not the card room. It's in the theatres itself. And she said, I won't name you the theatre. I don't know whether Shaw Balestier is still there. I can't figure it out. Let me Google it after this. But I've watched a couple of movies there, and I know that it's a very old place. So Shaw Balestier, he said, two of the rooms, of the theatre rooms, movie theatres, ada benda. So she said, I remembered. This was, okay, Balestier tempat dia, she said, Balestier tempat dia, a lot of locals, but at the same time, a lot of expats. Right, a lot of expats live around that Novena area, whatever. So they will always come to Balestier to watch movies, lah, you know. And it's like a nice place for them because there's not many people, right? So she said that a lot of expats would come and watch movies dekat Shaw Balestier. And there was this one time, because orang putih tak tahu apa-apa, right? She was manning the counter. So she's the one who's doing the, macam, okay, like, before you enter the cinema, you have to give your tickets, right? So she was there at the counter. So halfway, she said it was a night movie. It was a 9 o'clock movie, something like 9:30 or 9:45 movie. So in the middle of the movie, which is already like 10:30, this couple came out. And then first it was a wife who came out. And then the wife went to her, and the wife said, I'm sorry, I think there's a girl standing in the middle of the theatre. I do not know whether she is lost, but she's been standing throughout. Is it okay if you check on her parents? And then this girl's like, huh? Apa sahaja ni? So then, after a while, the husband came out. And then the husband said, yep, the girl is still there. So then she said, okay, fine. So there were tiga orang masuk. So the three of them masuk. And there were other patrons as well of them who were watching the movie. Like, but she said it's not like a full house lah. Like, macam about maybe about 20 people inside the cinema. But only these two orang putih nampak that girl standing, she said, right in the middle of the middle aisle seat. The back facing them, because they were seated like the last two rows and watching the movie with them. And then standing. A little girl. And then she went into the room with the both of them. And then the white lady said, eh, she's not there anymore. Oh, she left. And after that, she's like, okay, never mind. So, kita apa. Another thing, in that theater itself, there's a spirit of kids, lah, I do not know. So one of it is this girl. Another time, again, the same thing. And this time around, she was just standing by the counter, waiting for people to come in. Manning the counter, lah. A couple of people came out and said, I'm sorry, it's really disruptive. Is there any way where you can get these kids to stop running around? So to these patrons, there's like kids running at the aisles. Macam lari, macam, because that's a staircase, right? The staircase that will lead you up to your seat and all that. Cakap ada dua tiga budak lari. Dia lari. Macam tak ada mak bapak. Like, there's no one there. There's no parents, and they're just running around the cinema. And whenever she comes into the room, again, there's nothing. Nothing. There's no one there. So she said, I think there's a spirit of kids inside that cinema. Another cinema hall, lagi rabak. That one, it doesn't present itself in real life, it presents itself in the camera. So the camera, there's a camera, right, in every cinema hall. She said, usually we would take a look at it lah to see if people are like macam making out ke, smoking ke, or like, you know, eating outside food or whatsoever, right? She said, it was a movie, and the movie, only like 4 people bought the tickets. Alright, only 4 people bought the tickets. So they're like, okay lah, fine, it's a not famous movie. And then 4 people come and watch the movie, so nothing. They went to look at the, she said, I glanced through the CCTV inside the cinema. She said, the last row, satu row tu, ada orang duduk. She said, like, the whole row is filled up with orang, you know. And immediately as a staff, like when you see that, you're like, eh, maybe there's freeloaders, like maybe someone sneaked into the cinema, right? So she rushed in. She rushed into the cinema and then she opened the door. She's like, there's no one there. Literally, the last row is empty. Tapi dalam CCTV, in the CCTV, they saw the whole row is filled up with people. That same hall, she said, apparently. That's not the first time because... Now, the last row is usually, right? It's by the wall, right? Right by the wall. She said that there's been numerous instances whereby patrons will come out of the cinema, complain. Hey, can I complain? The last seat, right? Like, I was just sitting at the last row. There's people kicking the seat. Is it something from people outside of the wall or something like that? She's like, no, it cannot be right. Because who's loitering outside of the door and kicking the walls? She said, no, my seat at the last row, ada orang tenang-tenang. Like, people are kicking the cinema. The seats. And she said, there's just something that's like so weird that happened from that particular hall. And the reason why I want to share with you about this story is because it led me to another story of this whole experience. So now, this happened at another show. I do not know which one, but it was the show of Indigo. And this is another experience from another person. So this is a couple who experienced this, okay? They watched the first show, first screen of Indigo, this horror Indonesian movie. And so they went and they were seated right in the middle of the cinema because they wanted to get the best view, right? So they were seated and she said that there wasn't many people, you know, but she, it was just maybe like 7-8 people. But when she was trying to buy the tickets, she said the last row is all filled up. It's blocked. It's blocked by Shaw itself, eh? It's blocked. So it means ada orang beli lah kan? Okay, whatever. And then she said, we were watching the show, in the middle of the show, I mean during the horror movie, there's a strong frangipani smell. And then she and the husband's like, wow, not bad, this movie got 4D effect, I got smell and all that. And then they look at each other and they're like, okay, maybe something's not right, whatever. Continue watching the movie. So while they watch the movie, after the movie finished, she said, I walked out of the cinema. My husband was walking in front of me. He walked out and I was walking in front of the cinema. She said, as I walked past, the last row was filled with people, but they were not standing up. They just put their hands on the lap and then just watch a movie. And like the credit is rolling, you know, but they're not leaving. So they're like, whatever, like, they don't want to leave, whatever. So then she went out and she said to go out to the exit. It's a long, you know how cinemas, right? Sometimes you have to walk a long way from the back, from the back end, right? From the exit of the cinema. And she said that the exit is long and we are walking for 2 minutes and there's a couple of people who watch the movie with us in front of us walking, but at the back there's no one else left. There's no one walking out. They're like, hey, where are all these people? Like, the whole row is filled up with people, but how come they're not leaving the cinema? And then they buka cerita dan lelaki dia cakap, hey, mana orang tu? And the husband said, orang mana? Like, which people? The people who sit at the last row, like, how come they haven't leave the theater yet? She said, I do not know why, I just decided to ask my husband. And my husband said, where God, there's no one there, what? And she said, I remembered buying the tickets. The last row is filled up. So she said, I do not know whether it's like an urban legend. You know, like how people, like the Chinese ghost month, whenever there's like a getai show, the first row is empty for the spirits. I do not know whether they're doing it the same for like Indonesian movies or whatsoever. She said, I have no idea, but I remembered seeing this row of people just seated there with their hands on their freaking laps, Hafiz. And they're all human when I saw them. Shaw Clementi ke apa? I can't remember what cinema was. If I remember, I would put it on my IG story. But she said, yeah, that's what happened. Another thing happened. This one was freaky. This one was at GV Yishun. I'm like, Yishun dah lah, the cat killers dah lah, banyak-banyak benda kat Yishun, GV Yishun. So GV Yishun, she said, the seats are very weird. The last row is not by the wall. So meaning, the last row to the exit, there's like an open space in between, right? She said, I was watching Pemandi Jenazah. She said, this happened recently. I was watching Pemandi Jenazah and I was seated at the last row. Okay, it was a full, she said, it was like a full house. So we managed to get seats at the back. While the whole movie is happening, I felt people walking to and fro lah kat belakang. Whenever I turn, there's no one. And I would look at the back of the movie. Lagi people walking to and fro at the empty space between the exit door and the last seat. She turned, there's no one. It's just like, and then I felt weird because if it's a staff, you can hear the door opening, what? Correct or not? But the door open to the staircase, you know. It's not door open to the box office area. The door opens to the staircase, you go down and then you will exit to the Murugan area. If you all know what I'm talking about. The Murugan punya departmental store, it's like grocery store. So she said, and another thing is, everyone was seated in the cinema. For someone to walk behind, they had to stand up and they had to walk to the back, right? And I'm the person who's sitting at the back. I can see people walking up and down, going to the back, correct? But there's no one who stood up from the cinema from their seats to go to the back of the cinema. So who's these people walking? And dia cakap betul, aku nampak macam orang jalan. The husband pula tak dengan. I mean, okay, when they're watching the movie, they're watching the movie in silence, right? They were not watching to one another. She said the husband could not felt there was someone standing, inching right behind him. Just standing behind him. Like, he could feel someone standing behind him. He turned, no one there. Watch the movie. Again, he felt someone standing right behind him. He turned, there's no one there. The last straw, he said, was, ada popcorn, right? So the husband kept feeding the popcorn to her. And she's like, I don't want. I'm not the kind of person who likes to eat while I watch a movie. I like to focus on the movie. So I'm just focusing on the movie. At the corner of my eye, I see a finger, an index finger, just close, very close to my cheek. And I'm like, my husband is messing with me. Like, he's trying to, like, kaca-kaca me. So aku buat bodoh for like a good 15 minutes, buat bodoh. And then the hand went down. After the movie, she said, can you please stop doing that? Why are you trying to disturb me? I'm trying to watch a movie. Like, what you do? You're trying to poke my cheek, right? And the husband said, I didn't do that. I don't know whose finger was that. Yeah. GV Yishun. She said, aku nampak is a jari. It's a jari. It's a finger. Right by, like, inches to my cheek. To the point where, you know, like, if I turn, like, if I turn, that finger would touch my cheek. And I really thought it's my husband. But I was just like, ugh, whatever. My husband is trying to play a fool. Turns out, not even the husband. And they both experienced this at the same time, but they didn't tell each other until they went back home. So she said, just be careful. I think it's hall 4, tak silap aku. Okay, have fun. Bye-bye. Maka dengan itu dah habis cerita pada hari ini. Terima kasih. I have more stories to share in the upcoming episode. So if you have any stories to share with me, please email me at hafizabdrahman@yahoo.com. Thank you so much, guys. Selamat berpuasa. Bye-bye.